哦，今天牧师在 FAU 那边讲到，然后妈咪现在因为身体的问题在医院里呢，
所以由我来介绍。哎，
我们都讲中文。
哦哦哦 ，What am I doing? Well, the pastor is translating Chinese into Chinese.
Scare me! I thought they'd speak English.
Today, pastor is in FAU preaching the message, and mommy, because of her health problem, she's in the hospital.
Mommy 的话继续为她祷告，没有医生可以断定她到底是怎么回事。
She's not diagnosed yet. Nobody knows what happened to her.
所以可能要成为一个全国瞩目的一个 case 了哈。
So she became a very famous case because
不要紧张，她人可以吃，吃得很好。
She can still eat.
但是痛得很痛。
But she feels lots of pain.
今天我很荣幸可以介绍我的老板。
I'm very honored to introduce my boss, Reverend Black.
三年以前，他接了妈咪对于亚洲的这样的一个职分，就是负责人的职分。
Three years ago, he took over the job to oversee China mission works.
我想大家都很兴奋。
From Reverend Schwartz.
大家都很兴奋。
We are very excited today.
因为呢，他们比较年轻，我们两个都老了。
Because they are younger than us, mommy and I are getting old.
所以他们是妈咪跟我的上司。
So they are the boss of mommy and me.
我们应该记得Sister Black 她呢曾经母亲节在我们当中做过见证。
We remember Sister Black has shared the message with us on Mother's Day last year.
我们听到神怎么样从她的这样的背景里面来用她来就是让她成长得非常的好。
We heard the story of how she grew up from her background and became a servant for the Lord.
我们有一位那么丰富那么好的父亲，天上的父亲。
We have a heavenly father who has all such abundant resources.
我到现在还记得他的那个时候讲的见证。
I still remember her story last year when she shared with us.
那今天我们也很高兴，他的妈妈也在我们当中。
Today we are very glad Sister Black's mom is also with us.
好，那我简单的介绍一下，好，我对不起哈，我不太会讲很多叙述的话，所以我讲重点就好。
I want to introduce you briefly, what they do.
Mr. and Mrs. Black, 他们有两点我非常钦佩的，我很羡慕的。
There are two points of Mr. and Mrs. Black that I admire a lot.
第一个，两个孩子都在服侍。
The first is,
全时间的服侍。
They have two children. Both children serve the Lord the whole time.
儿子在亚洲的那边的合场服侍。
Full time. Their son is ministering in
西儿带眷的去那边，在那边生了孩子。
With his whole family.
女儿在美国服侍。
And their daughter is serving in America.
这是我很羡慕的。
Full time. I admire that.
因为我没有，到目前我知道我没有。
Because right now, my two children are not doing that yet.
我希望，但是我知道这是神的呼召。
I know that's a calling from the Lord.
到目前我还没有这种荣幸。
Right now, I didn't have the honor of having two children serving the Lord.
第二个，我很敬佩的。
The second point I admire a lot.
在这个 Sister Black 来分享信息的时候，那个时候他是Hope Sound Bible College 的教育系的主任。
Last year, when Sister Black came to share the message, she was the
dean
of the education, Department of Education of the Bible College.
那他那个时候呢也正在要拿他的博士学位。
And she was going to get her PhD degree.
拿到了。
And she got it.
然后他要到台湾去。
And she decided to go to Taiwan.
是不是让我们很敬佩？
Yeah, I admire that a lot.
不管怎么样，其实我最敬佩的是他们是宣教士的心
Actually,
宣教士的精神
The thing I admire the most is that they have the heart of a missionary
我们对他们是不陌生的
They are not no strangers to us
我们求神帮助他们的信息
We pray that God will help them mission
扩张我们对宣教的这个意向
Expand our vision to mission
有份于这个神圣的事工
So that we have a part in this holy task
所以我们用一个祷告渴慕的心来倾听
So let's listen to the message with a prayerful heart
Thank you
Thank you, Sister Xi.
谢谢许师母。
I am not her boss.
我不是她的老板。
I am the student. She's the teacher.
我是学生，他们是老师。
We have so much to learn about Asia, and Sister Xi is being a good teacher.
对于关于亚洲的事情，我们有很多东西需要学习。许师母是我们的老师。
Really, it's a joy because we're partners together in God's work.
这实在是一个喜乐，因为我们在神的这个事工上面，我们是一个团队。
And it's a great blessing to work with Sister Shi and Sister Swartz.
跟玛丽师母跟许师母一起在为亚洲的事工同工，对我们来说是很大的一个祝福。
Almost 1 year ago, the Lord began to move in our hearts.
大概一年以前，神开始在我们心里做工。
And Christina,
我太太
，that we would need to move to Taiwan.
跟我们决定我们应该要搬家到台湾去。
So we sold our house.
所以我们就卖掉了房子。
Brother Wingham bought our house.
温师母实际上是买了这个房子，接着住下去。
Even bought our golf cart.
他甚至把我们那个高尔夫小车都给买下来了。
So he rides on golf cart and I have to walk.
所以他现在他有个高尔夫那小车可以开了，我得走路了。
Dr. Wingham is another one of my heroes. He loves Asia.
温牧师也是我们的另外一个英雄，因为他也是非常爱亚洲。
And he's planning with us some of what you hear today. Dr. Wingham's been very supportive, and I'm thankful.
我们在亚洲的一些事工是温牧师跟我们一起来计划的。
In this church, you have played a very key role in the ministry in China and Taiwan.
我们在亚洲的事工，我们这个教会弟兄姐妹们，你们也是有很重要的位置。
As you'll see in a moment, one of your own families are in China.
我们待会儿在分享的时候，你们就会看到，我们教会中间的一个家庭就跟我们一起同工。
Christina and I will travel one more month visiting churches.
我太太跟我们大概还要再计划是要旅行一个月，我们各处去走访一些教会。
Here in America.
在美国的教会。
And then on August the 3rd, we will fly to Asia.
然后8月3号我们就会飞回亚洲去。
So we need your prayers.
我们需要大家为我们祷告。
But I want to share with you what the Lord has put in our hearts concerning Asia.
今天我想要跟大家分享的就是神在我们心里放下的对亚洲的是什么样的负担。
I'm not sure which way this thing is working here, but is it moving? Yes.
Yeah, it's moving.
There it goes. Okay, there.
亚洲。
I got the right button finally. Okay. Asia.
亚洲。
Can you imagine this morning? Out of the 7 billion people that's in the world,
这世界上大概现在有70亿人。
More than half of the population lives in Asia.
一半以上的人都住在亚洲。
4.4 billion people.
大概是44亿人，亚洲有44亿人。
The purpose in sharing that is, I want you to see that some of the greatest need and the greatest opportunity for the gospel is in Asia.
我想要让大家知道的是，这世界上。有一些最需要神的地方就是在亚洲。
And then there's China.
当然还有中国。
China has the third largest landmass of any country.
这个中国的这个国土面积大概世界第三。
To date, it is the most populous nation in the world, 1.4 billion people.
但是人口有14亿，是世界上第一人口大国。
If you were to add India,
如果你把印度再加上去，
they're almost at 1.3 billion.
印度大概有13亿人了。
Again, you have almost half of the world's population in two nations.
这中国跟印度两个国家的人口几乎就是世界人口的一半。
So one of the reasons we go to Asia is because there's a majority of people there.
我们想要去亚洲宣教的一个原因就是这世界上很大多数的人都在亚洲。
But sadly, in those nations,
但是呢在亚洲的很多国家让人很悲哀的是
Whether it's Taiwan or China or Japan or India,
不管是台湾了，是中国大陆了，还是日本了，还是这些印度这些国家
，the people are still living in spiritual darkness.
人们还是在这个属灵的黑暗之中生活。
As you well know, they have their religions.
你们知道亚洲有很多的宗教，各种宗教。
Ancient religions that have been entrenched.
这些古时候传下来的这些宗教。
And then they tell us that in Taiwan.The capital city of Taipei,、that there is a temple on every block.
他们告诉我在台湾的首都台北，你几乎在每一个街区都能看到一个神庙。
It's listed in the world's religion study as one of the most idolatrous nations in the world.
台湾在世界上就被称为说是这种偶像崇拜最盛的一个地方。
Many follow the way of Buddha or claim to be Taoist.
有的人觉得自己是道教徒，有的是佛教徒，各种宗教混杂。
I've stood in those temples, and I've also traveled down the road. And when I was there a couple years ago, I took this picture.
我在那边曾经在庙里面去参观过，而且几年前我照下的就是这张照片。
There was a red glow in this house.
这个房子看着是闪红光。
And I asked the missionary I was with, I said, what is that? What's that red light?
我就问这个陪我一起去的那个宣教士说，这怎么回事？这房子为什么是有红光呢？
He said, this is a traditional Chinese house.
他说这是一个中国很典型的一个中国民居。
You know, in America, when our children get married, they grow up and they move away.
在美国一般是孩子长大了就结婚，然后就搬家，离家到外面独立生活了。
They build their own house.
他们就自己盖自己的房子。
But there, the family just builds another wing onto the house.
但是在中国呢，孩子长大了，成人了，就在旁边房子旁边再加出一扇来，再给他盖一个房子。
In the old tradition.
这就是中国的传统，几代同堂。
Every Chinese house there has a temple, a section of the house that's for worship.
几乎是那时候的那些传统的民房里面，总有一间房子是作为这个崇拜祖先啊、崇拜供神的一个房子。
They have the red light that's glowing at night, shining on the gods.
他们这晚上这个灯，烛光是不火火火是不灭的，那个香火一直要点着，在晚上还要去敬拜神。
And then I've watched as they've burned ghost money.
我也看到人在烧那些冥纸，那些烧纸钱。
Paper money to appease the gods.
那用那个纸烧做的那些元宝来这个能够来讨好这个他们要崇拜的这些偶像。
I've stood in their temples as the young people prayed and burned their incense.
我也看到那些年轻人也在那儿去烧香，去跪拜。
And then I watched one young man stand.And he held in his hand two pieces of wood.
然后我看到一个年轻人在那站在这个就在这个神像前面，手里拿了两片这个木头，这就是占卜的这个木头。
He tossed them back and forth.
他把这两块木头就甩来甩去的。
And suddenly he threw them to the floor.
然后就扔到地下去。
I jumped. I was surprised.
那时候我不知道那是什么意思，我觉得很奇怪。
Then I asked my friend, "What is he doing?"
然后我就问的朋友说他在干嘛呢
？You see, the room is filled with gods.
你看这个屋子里的到处都是神像。
And he has an important decision to make.
他得要做一个很重要的决定。
So he's praying to his gods.
所以他就在问这些神，想这些神给他要出一个做一个决定。
And much like you toss dice.
就好像你在那扔骰子一样的。
He tosses these pieces of wood to help make his decision.
他就把这两块这个木头甩来甩去，然后扔到地上来做看这个占卜的结果是什么。
On one side is a symbol you're very familiar with is a symbol that basically in English represents yes.
当然这个都是一边是写的是，另一边不是。这个。
On the other side would be the negative or represents no.
对，所以他就是看这个占卜的这个卦的组合是什么样子。
Both pieces have to agree. They both have to fall to the floor and say yes.
两边要都是正面的话，那就是就要决定，可以做这个决定。
If one piece says no and one piece says yes, he starts over.
如果一边是一边不是，那两个怎么办呢？他就重新再甩一次。
And finally, when the both pieces say yes, he has his answer.
所以最后直到两边都写的是，他就终于有了结论了。
But if he doesn't like that answer, he'll do the best out of 10.
如果他不喜欢这个结论怎么办呢？那他恐怕可能还得再来一次了。
And it is very interesting and funny, especially to us.
对我们来讲，这是很滑稽的事情。你这到底是谁在做决定呢
？But it is also very sad.
但也是很悲哀的一件事。
Aren't you glad that we can pray to a living God?
你不觉得高兴吗？我们祷告求的那位神可是活的神。
And He responds through His Word and the Holy Spirit.
而且他的圣灵是对我们对他的话是负责的，对我们所祷告的也是有反应的。
And prayer is not like a game of chance or the toss of dice.
我们的祷告并不是在那玩一个什么机会游戏，就是把这个卦卜的卦占来占去的，不是这样子。
Yes, in these countries.
但是在这些国家里。
There is darkness, spiritual darkness.
他们的属灵都是一片黑暗。
But the good news is, this morning there is a little light that is starting to shine.
但是这好消息就是今天早上我们看到有一点光已经在那黑暗之中开始闪耀了。
It is the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这就是神的福音的光。
And as that light grows brighter, if my thing will work here.
这个光真的是越闪越大，越闪越大。
Okay, I can't get it to respond yet. There we go. And the light gets brighter and brighter as missionaries go, Sister Shi and Sister Schwartz go.
因为越来越多的这些宣教士正在往亚洲去，在那边去宣扬主的福音。我们的许师母、妈咪师母，他们都是每年都会去。
And the gospel light is shining in
Asia. 神的福音正在亚洲闪光。
Because the cross of Jesus is being preached.
因为我们都在宣扬主的十字架。
Church, I know you understand and believe this morning that there's no other name given among men whereby we can be saved.
我们的教会的弟兄姐妹都知道，这世上没有任何别的名可以让我们借着得救。
It's Jesus only.
耶稣基督，我只有耶稣基督。
It's through the name and the power of Jesus Christ.
您是靠着主的名，靠着主的这个名的力量，我们得救。
That is the thing that makes Christianity different from all other religions.
这就是让我们基督教与别的众宗教不一样的一个原因。
Many people will tell us today, leave them alone, because all religions and all roads lead to God.
很多人说呀，别管他们了，他们信什么都无所谓啊，是所有的宗教都是与人向善，大家最后都是殊途同归的嘛。
But that's not what God said in the Bible.
但是我们的圣经上神可不是这么说的。
Jesus, he said, Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣自己是这样说，他说我是道路、真理、生命。
No man comes to the Father but by me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So that's why we go.
所以我们到亚洲去。
That's why we go to the billions of people that are in Asia.
所以我们到亚洲那成上亿的人那人群那里去。
Because in China, there's only 6% that are Christians today.
因为在中国大陆，现在大概只有6%的人是信主的。
There are only 4% that are Christian in Taiwan.
在台湾大概只有4%的人。
So we have a big job yet to do.
所以对我们来讲，这是很大的一项任务。
And we must continue to go.
我们必须接着持续不断的要往那边去。
As people have gone, we are seeing great things happening.
我们去那边已经看到很多很好的、很伟大的事情在发生。
It's almost like the church at Thessalonica.
就好像是帖撒罗尼迦的教会一样。
We are seeing people turn from idols to serve the living God.
我们看到原来崇拜偶像的人，现在居然开始来敬拜这位活、永活的真神。
Bradley Halter, how many know Bradley Halter?
Bradley Halter 是
some of you know.
Yeah, 可能有些人知道这位 Bradley Halter。
He has been a missionary in Taiwan for over 40 years.
Bradley Halter 在台湾做宣教士超过40年。
He wrote and told me a story the other day.
他有一天他写了封信告诉我一个故事。
He said this young couple got saved, gave their hearts to Jesus.
他说这对年轻夫妻把他们得救以后把心献给了神。
They started attending church.
他们开始去教会。
And they brought their mother with them.
然后把他们的母亲也带去教会。
It was the son's mother.
这是儿子的母亲，就是这个他们家的算是婆婆。
She was in her 80s.
她这个老婆婆已经都八十多岁了。
But she had known only the worship of following the way of Buddha or Taoist.
但是她只听说是中国的这个传统的道教啊、佛教啊，她没有听说过基督教。
And Brother Halter said I would preach, and she would just go to sleep.
然后这宣教士就说我在上面讲道的时候，老太太就在下面睡觉。
So I thought she is not hearing the gospel at all. She's just sleeping.
所以我想她什么也没听进去啊，她就是在那儿跑来睡觉呢。
But after about 1 year, she came to church one Sunday morning.
但是一年以后，有一天下午，她来到教会。
And after church, she said to her brother Halter, Pastor, I need to talk to you.
然后她这教会这个崇拜结束之后，她就跟牧师讲，她说牧师，我需要跟你谈谈。
She said, while you were preaching, I had a dream.
她说你在那讲道的时候，我做了一个梦。
And I saw Jesus.
我在梦中看到耶稣了。
And I want to give my life and my heart to this man called Jesus.
他说我想把我的生命要献给这位耶稣。
I want to follow him. So she had been listening some, yes.
所以他睡觉的时候其实也在听呢，神在他心里做工呢。
And God knows how to speak to people even when they're asleep. Amen.
神知道怎么样向人的心里说话，即使你在这睡觉，你身在曹营，你心也在曹营呢，听得到的。
So at Christmas time,Her son and daughter-in-law were going to be baptized.
所以在圣诞节的时候，他的儿子跟女儿，这个媳妇儿就准备要受洗了。
They said, "Mother, will you be baptized with us?" And she said, "No, I'm not ready yet."
他们就问老母亲说：“妈妈，你愿不愿意跟我们一起受洗？”她说：“我还没准备好呢。
”So in the Chinese New Year.
所以在中国新年的时候
，They said, "Oh no."
他们觉得哎呦，糟糕了。
She's preparing all this food for the idols again.
他说：“你看，妈妈煮了那么一大桌子菜，是不是又要准备给偶像啊，给祖先敬拜呢？”
They were very concerned. They thought she was following Jesus, and now she's preparing the food to offer to the idols.
他们很担心, 他们说这妈妈不是已经信主了吗? 怎么又煮这么多菜, 是要敬拜祖先, 是什么意思?
But they just watched her.
他们就看着他妈妈做什么?
They said she climbed the stairs and onto the roof where their idols were.
他们就看着他妈妈那么大年纪了, 爬到房顶上, 把那个房顶的那些偶像都给拆下来。
She laid out the food.
然后他把这些饭菜都给摆好了。
And she said, I'm here to tell you goodbye.
然后老太太对那些偶像说, 我到这儿是跟你们说拜拜的。
I don't need you anymore.
我再不需要你们了。
I have found Jesus.
我已经找到耶稣了。
He's the way, the truth, and the life.
他是道路真理生命。
And I can talk to God directly.
他说我可以跟神直接的讲话了。
And it wasn't, but 2 years later she died.
2年以后老太太去世了。
But she's in heaven.
但是她现在是在天堂里。
Because of the cross of Jesus Christ and the gospel message.
因为神的十字架和神的福音。
People are turning from idols to serve the living God. Amen?
人们已经开始从偶像崇拜转向去敬拜这位真神了。They
tell us that thousands, literally thousands are coming to Jesus, to Christ daily in China.
他们告诉我说在中国每天每天都有成千上万的人把他们的生命献给耶稣基督。And
I think of this recent move of God in China.
我就在想着最近神在中国做的工。And
I thought God knew what would be happening today. God anticipated this move in China.
我知道神是知道今天在中国所发生的一切都是神所计划的。
So over 20 years ago, he laid it on the heart of Sister Xi and Sister Schwartz to begin to go into China and minister.
在20年前,许师母跟妈咪师母他们心里就有这样一个任务,就是要到中国去宣传宣扬主的福音。
Because can you imagine being a Christian and you don't have a Bible?
你能想象吗? 你是一个基督徒,可是你连一本圣经都没有。
You don't have any study books.
你也没有任何查经的书。
Nothing.
你什么都没有。
And they tell us that without discipleship, typically people go away from following Christ. They fall away within 1 year.
实际上，我们根据统计是说， 如果没有门徒训练， 没有经过任何训练的话， 大概1年以后， 很多人都会被离主了。
But for 20 years,
20年，
God has already had people in China that are counseling and discipling these new believers.
已经是20年了,神就设立了在这个像许师母跟妈咪他们这样的宣教士心里就有这样的一个任务,他们去大陆去做门徒训练。The
average church in China is pastored by a young person.
现在中国的普通的这些教会里面,这些牧师都是很年轻的人。Who's
had only 2 or 3 weeks of Bible training.
他们有时候只有2-3个星期的这个关于圣经知识的训练。
So they say there are many strange beliefs and doctrines coming up out of China.
所以在中国的教会里，这有很多的这种各种的这种异端很多，因为大家没有受过这种传统的正统的训练，常常就会有奇奇怪怪的一些思想。So
it's urgent that we continue to go with the gospel message.
所以我们拿着纯正的这个福音的信息去中国去宣教是非常有必要的。It's
necessary that we go and disciple and counsel and train Christian workers so they know more fully the way and can understand the truth.
我们去这些宣教士拿着这些纯正的这些真理去跟中国大陆的这些新基督徒去讲解，让他们能够了解真正的这个福音是什么意思，这是非常非常重要，也是紧急的一件事情。The
mission is still clear today.
即使在今天这项任务也是非常清楚的。Jesus
said, go into all the world and make disciples.
耶稣说你们要 到各处到地级甚至去让他们来做我的门徒。
There are 865 million unreached Muslims in our world.
我们世界上这个穆斯林还没有听说过福音的穆斯林大概有860多万吧。
550 million unreached Hindus.
也有很多的信印度教的大概是5000多万人。
150 million unreached Chinese.
当然还有更多的就是甚至超过1亿5000万的中国人没有听说过福音。
275 million unreached Buddhists.
大概2亿7000多万的这些佛教徒没有听说过福音。
We still have a mission, amen?
我们今天仍然是有这样一个重大的任务，是不是这样子？
And God is helping Hope International Mission to go, amen?
神也是帮助我们在进行这个国际事工的这个扩展。
I don't know, you can see Pastor Daniel is there.
你看我们的牧师就在这里。
He's gone in, what, a couple years ago, I think, that picture, meeting with house church.
这照片大概是几年前牧师在访问那些家庭教会的时候照的。
I think the one over there, It might be Dr. McElwain.
那可能左边那张照片大概就是 Dr. McElwain 在中国在大陆做访问家庭教会的时候照的。
And then, of course, you know, we have Chris and Crystal and Samuel and Isabella there.
我们也看到我们的启勇弟兄跟冯金姐妹他们一家在大陆做宣教士。
I want you to know this morning, God is using this couple mightily to present the gospel and to train Christian workers in the true way.And truth and knowledge of Jesus Christ.
我想要让大家知道，就是冯金启勇他们这对夫妻在中国大陆在那训练门徒，训练这些童工，他们做了很多很好的一些事情。
They are students of Sister She and Sister Swartz.
他们也是许师母跟妈咪师母的学生。
Amen. And so there are house churches, secret churches that are meeting and sending their leaders to be trained.
他在深圳那边有很多家庭教会啊，地下教会啊，都是这个启勇弟兄他们在那训练他们。
There's mommy, as you call her, counseling.
我们也看到妈咪在这做辅导。
Man, and so we're going into China, and leaders are being trained and discipled.
妈咪师母他们都是在教会，在中国大陆那边去训练教会里的牧养的童工。
Dr. McElwain tells me that when he teaches a Bible lesson in China,
Dr. McElwain 也说他在中国大陆讲圣经课的时候。
They take meticulous notes.
哦，他们下面的人都是那记笔记，记得一字不差。
And then they go back to their churches and they teach that same lesson.
然后他们就回到把这个信息带到自己的教会去，跟一字不差的跟大家分享。
They're hungry to know the word.
他们对于这神的话语是如此的渴慕。
They are desiring to be trained.
他们就真正希望自己能够得到好的训练。
So they can teach their people to observe all things whatsoever Christ has commanded them.
所以他们可以把这纯正的真理分享给自己的这些牧养的这些基督徒们这些门徒们，让他们能够来看神所应该做的是什么事情。
Then God has given us a good foundation of work in Taiwan as well.
神在台湾也给我们的工作打了个很好的基础。
We have three established churches and an evangelistic and education center.
我们在台湾已经建立了有三个教会已经建立起来，而且还有一个这个门徒就福音的培训中心也建立起来了。
Now, Brother Fred Wingham could tell us a lot about these churches. He was there before some of them were even started.
温牧师可以跟我们分享很多这方面的故事，因为这教会在建立之前，他们就已经在那儿了。
But this is our northern church, near a little south of Taipei.
这是台北的这个南边一个北边的这么一个教会。
This picture was taken at a baptismal service at Christmas time a couple years ago.
这是几年前一次在圣诞节举行洗礼的时候大家照的。
Since that time, Bradley Halter has trained two national pastors, and he has retired, and they are completely pastoring the church. Two national young men.
从那以后，这个我们刚才提到的那个 Bradley 弟兄，他宣教士，他已经培养了两位当地的牧师，所以现在教会已经是这两位牧师在主持了。
And then we have the Zoing congregation.
我们又有这个，这是会众的照片。
And the Kaohsiung Church.
高雄的教会。
Both these are in Kaohsiung City.
这两个都是在高雄城里面的。
Which of course is to the south.
大概是在台湾的南边。
I say these three churches form our foundation and what I call our triangle, a blessing.
我说这三个教会就是我们的宣教的基础，也就像一个三角形一样，非常稳定的一个基础。
In the country of Taiwan, God has given us a good foundation of established churches.
我们觉得就在台湾地区，神已经给了我们很好的一个基础，已经建立了这样一个稳固的三角形。
We are in the process now of forming a national church or a national church fellowship.
我们也在一个正在筹备另外一个教会。
We're doing that for the purpose of training.National pastors and also plant more churches in Taiwan.
我们希望在台湾能够培养更多的本地的牧师，而且能够在台湾建立更多的当地教会。
Remember, I mentioned earlier that Taiwan is only 4% Christian.
我提到过，说在台湾现在基督徒的比例只有4%。
Over 20 million people, and we have a lot of work yet to do.
那边有大概2000万人口，所以我们有很多的事情要做。
So God has given us a new vision.
神给了我们一个新的意向。
We want to continue to evangelize the lost and disciple new believers.
我们也希望能够去继续去向这些走迷失的人来传福音，而且来训练新的这些门徒。
But we want to train national workers and pastors as well.
我们也希望能够培训当地的牧师。
So that they can continue to do the work of missions.
这样的话，这个任务就会延续下去。
We want to see. Taiwan and China and these centers become missionary sending centers from sending Asians to Asians. Amen.
我也希望我们这在台湾这些大陆这地方建立的教会能够派出他们自己的宣教士，亚洲人向亚洲人宣教。
And we want to equip and empower them to plant new churches.
我们也希望能够给他们有足够的装备，让他们来建立新的教会。
Not just the missionary, but national people who have been trained and have caught the vision to go forth into the harvest.
不只是依赖外来的宣教士，而是本地能够培养出自己的教会、自己的牧师、自己的宣教士。
God has been laying on our heart to help and assist in training national workers.
神也在我们的心里放下这样的负担，来训练当地的牧师、当地的同工。
A couple years ago, God began to lay on Dr. McElwain's heart.
几年前，神开始感动 Dr. McElwain 的心。
And he began to prepare a 20-course curriculum.
他开始准备一个有二十节课的一门课。
In fact, he and another, Dr. Steve Gibson, is helping him.
他另外还有一个同工 Dr. Steve Gibson 也在帮助他建这门课。
And these 20 courses will form up what the curriculum for the Shepherd's Global Classroom.
这实际上是20门课。他因为 Dr. McElwain 本人是教授，他在准备这门课。如果上完这20门课之后，就可以成为一个完全装备的一个同工了。
Dr. McElwain has completed almost 10 of these courses.
现在 Dr. McElwain 已经把10门课的这个大纲都准备好了。
These courses include things like study on worship.
就包括是怎么样去敬拜。
Church administration.
在教会里怎么去开展事工。
Old Testament, New Testament survey.
就旧约跟新约的一些概论，一些统计。
And various other Bible and theology courses.
还有很多是关于圣经跟神学方面的一些课程。
Our next goal then is to get those materials translated into Chinese.
我们下一个目标就是把这些课程给翻译成中文。
A quality Chinese translation.
而且是很高质量的翻译。
And then using the materials and the center that God has provided us.
然后用这些材料跟这个教育中心。
And using men like Dr. Wingham and Dr. McElwain and others who are willing to come. We want to put in place a training program for national pastors and national workers.
而且呢，就让神来能够大大的使用穆温牧师跟 Dr. McElwain 牧师他们这样愿意去亚洲去讲课的这些教授们和神学家们，这样子可以在当地去训练当地的同工。
Last year, in a service at Hope Sound.
去年我们在 Hope Sound 的那边的教会里的一次教会的一个崇拜之中。
Sister Schwartz mentioned that we wanted to paint the center in Taiwan.
妈咪师母她提到说，他们想把这个台湾的这个教育中心能够墙给重新粉刷一下。
She just mentioned we needed maybe $1,500.
她就随口提了一下，她说我们大概需要1,500块钱来粉刷整个教会。
And in the offering, and that night afterwards, in the next 2 or 3 days, that money came in just like that.
她说就在那天那个讲到就敬拜之后两三天之内，这笔钱就已经大家都捐出来了。
And when we were over there last summer, they began painting, and there it is. It's now very beautiful on the outside.
所以去年我们在那边台湾的时候，这个教育中心的粉刷已经完成了，现在外面看起来很漂亮。
This evangelism education center is really a gift from the Shees.
这个实际上这个教育中心啊，福音的教育中心实际上是许牧师许师母的一个礼物。
Her and her family own this building.
因为这是许师母家族的一个产业。
But they've given one side to HIM.
他们把其中的一部分一半给了这个 HIM Hope Sound 的这个施工。
As long as it's used for ministry.
就目的就是说，只要这部分是能够用于这个福音的施工的话，他们就无偿的把这部分产业就赠送给教会了。
We have been using and want to continue to use this facility.
我们已经有用这个中心用了很长时间，我们希望能够继续的使用下去。
To help spread the gospel.
去帮助把福音广传。
By training national workers.
而且训练当地的同工。
And then sending them out to plant new churches.
而且把他们能够让他们能够派他们出去差遣他们出去来建立新的教会。
And here's our plan, a little bit of our strategy of how to plant new churches. Remember in Luke chapter 10, verse 5 through 7, it's the story of Jesus sending out the disciples two by two.
我们记得在路加福音之中第10章57节耶稣提到说派他们的这些门徒两个两个的出去来建立教会。
And Jesus tells his disciples to go into the city and try to find a person of peace.
然后是耶稣教育他的跟他的门徒讲说，你们到城里去，两个两个去，要能够努力去找到一个心里有平安，有平能够带来平安的人，和睦的人。
And if that person invites you into their house, he says, stay.
如果那个人邀请你们到他家里去，他会说在这住下吧。
And preach the gospel, teach and preach the word.
然后就跟他们讲讲福音，跟他们讲神的话。
So we're going to go out through Taiwan.
我们是这样打算，在台湾也这样做。
And we're going to look for those people of peace.
我们想要去找那些使人和睦的人。
Who open their homes or their place of business.
那些愿意打开他的家门，愿意打开他的这个办公室的这些门，邀请我们去的人。
This is already happening in China.
这些在中国大陆实际上已经在发生了。
But I believe God wants it to happen in Taiwan as well.
我相信神也希望这样的事情在台湾也能发生。
Now, Dr. Wingham has a lot of friends over there.
温牧师在台湾。温牧师在台湾有很多朋友，而且我很依赖他的这些人际关系，能够帮助我们打开一些门。
Former students of the Shanda College.
那是在温牧师那边以前的一些学生啊。
There's people who've come to Hope Sound and graduated from Hope Sound and have gone back to Taiwan.
也有很多台湾的学生来这 Hope Sound 的那个圣经学校学完学习结束之后回到台湾去，他们也是我们想要依靠的一些力量。
Some of they're scattered all throughout the island.
他这整个台湾有很多这样的学生。
Some of them may not be interested.
他们有些人也许并不感兴趣。
But hopefully we can find a few that are.
但是我们希望能够找到一些至少能够跟我们一块合作的人。
And maybe if they're not, they will know someone who is.
也许他们自己不感兴趣，他们知道有一些人愿意打开家门欢迎我们去。
Who is that person of peace?
也能够其中也有这些能够给人带来和睦的人。
Once we open that home, we'll begin a Bible study there.
我们在那边如果能够打开一个门的话，我们就在那儿要建一个查经小组。
We'll provide all the material and all the training.
我们就会提供所有的这些学习资料，还有提供所有的训练。
And as they evangelize in their neighborhood and community.
然后他们就可以在他的整个这个小社区，是他们这个工作的单位，开始来传讲神的话语，神的福音。
We'll teach them to obey Jesus' commands.
我们会告诉他们要怎么样来遵守神的诫命。
We'll offer them communion and then we'll baptize them.
我们要一起来分享主的圣餐，然后呢就可以给他们受洗。
Or that'll be switched. We'll baptize them and then offer them communion.
或者应该是先让他们受洗之后才开始分享主的圣餐。
And then a church hopefully will be established.
就这样一个教会就可以建立起来。
But then we'll ask them to begin to pray and prepare.
然后呢就我们就开始继续祷告来预备他们的心。
And from that house group, we'll ask them to send someone and start another house group.
从那个家庭教会也许我们就可以派遣同工出去来建立更多的家庭教会。
We're not sure how all that's going to work or look like when we get there.
我们现在还不知道说这个我们这个战略这个方针是不是能够实现。
But we know that our God, when he loves the whole world.
但是我们知道我们的神爱的是整个世界。
And he's not willing that any should perish.
他不愿意任何人沉沦。
But they all should come to repentance.
他愿意所有的人都得救。
And so he sends us.
所以他就差遣我们去了。
And we have the glorious privilege of partnering with God.
我们是有这样的荣幸，无比的荣幸，可以跟神同工。
And God wants us to raise up an army of workers.
神希望我们能够兴起主的精兵。
Who go to their own people.
而且回到他们自己的人，自己的同胞中间去。
Okay, it's stuck again, but.
Yeah.
God has given us The first work started in Taiwan many years ago.
神在很多年前就已经在台湾开始了这项事工。
And then God opened doors in China.
然后神在中国大陆也打开了大门了。
There are possibilities opening up to us to Hope International, in particular in India.
而且我们在 Hope Sound 的一些同工已经在印度开始宣教。
There are opportunities in other Asian countries.
在别的一些亚洲的别的国家，神也开始在打开门。
Because our mission is not done.
我们的任务没有完成。
There's a lot of work to do yet.
还有很多的工作要做。
And I ask for your prayers.
我希望大家为我们祷告。
As we try to understand.
当我们试图去理解。
What God is doing in Asia.
神到底在亚洲在做一些什么。
And we join God on his mission.
我们加入神的这个任务。
To accomplish his plan and purpose.
去帮和神一起同工来实现他的计划。
Christine is going to come, my wife, and share with us at this time.
然后这个 Black 师母要跟我们一起来分享一些信息。
Good morning.
早上好。
He's had so much trouble with that pointer thing, I'm not going to touch it.
这个幻灯的这个器看样子不太好用，所以我压根就不用。
I'll let him do that. As you've listened, I'm sure that it's become very obvious that God is giving us maybe some new focus, a new kind of vision for the Asian region ministry.
我想大家听到了，神在我们这个任务之中给了我们一些新的意向，让我们在亚洲怎么样开展事工。
But I'd like to say that God also is putting on our heart a burden to keep active the ministry that's already planted there.
我想神在我们心里还同样的想让我们能够继续的维持保持我们原来所已经开拓的一些事工。
Over the years, missionaries get tired.
因为很多年以来，这些很多宣教士在那边那么经过那么多年的工作的已经很辛苦了。
And based on the beginning of Dr. Palm's ministry, called the English Summer Camps, ministry has been going on in the summers with children and youth for a long time.
我们知道台湾那边的这个夏天的英语夏令营是 Dr. Palm 开始的，庞师母展开的，已经有很多很多年了。
I was privileged in 2011 to watch Mrs. Swartz tell the children Bible stories.
我在2011年很荣幸的跟妈咪师母和许师母一起到台湾去同工，看他们怎么样开展这个英语夏令营的活动。
Those beautiful experiences came back to my mind when we were singing, I love to tell the story.
当我在唱那首 I love to tell the story, 我愿意很爱唱主的那些歌的时候，这个我们在夏令营的那些情形就回到我的脑海中。
Mrs. Swartz and Mrs. Shee and Miss Swartz together have done a beautiful job telling the story for many years.
许师母跟妈咪师母在台湾开展这个英语夏令营很多年了，也很有成效。
They've used puppets and pictures and games.
他们用各种样的形式，用小木偶啦，用一些游戏啦，用各种的给小孩子们做的一些手工的东西了，来吸引孩子们的注意力。
But you know, Miss Swartz is getting older.
但是我们都知道妈咪师母年纪越来越大了。
And Mrs. She is getting a little tired.
许师母也是越来越身体上面觉得不适应，太累了。
But there are many children and youth still there wanting to hear and know the story.
但是在台湾的一代一代的孩子都在成长起来，他们还想要听到这些故事。
So, for the last few years, I've been blessed to help some with that ministry, and I plan to keep doing that.
所以过去的几年来，我也能够很荣幸地参与这份工作，来帮助他们建立这些英语夏令营。我希望还能继续下去。
Let me just describe the English camps just a little bit. In the picture that you're looking at right now, the children from the Dorcas Ministries are gathered in Taipei to hear the Bible stories and to learn English lessons.
我们看到的照片就是英语夏令营里边的照片，那么多的孩子集中在一起，他们想要学英语，同时也了解圣经的故事。
That was quite an amazing experience I had in that classroom there.
在那个教室里，我的那感受这是非常奇妙的。
They called me in there the first day and said, "Here's your group."
第一天，他们把我叫到那教室里说，这就是你的班了。
And I looked around and said, "Where's my translator?"
我东看看西看看，我说谁给我翻译呢？
And they said, sorry, we have none.
我没有翻译。
There were about 30 children in that room.
那个教室里大概30个孩子。
And I quickly sent up a prayer and said, Lord, give me every T-saw trick I've ever heard or learned.
然后我就无助地向神祷告说，主啊，求你帮助我，用我的任何办法能够让这些孩子们听懂我说什么。
And you know what? An hour later,
但是你知道吗？一个小时以后
those children had learned mother, father, brother, sister, family,
那个、孩子们就已经学会了这些爸爸妈妈姐姐哥哥这些英语词的。
We accomplished the entire English lesson.
我们这一课就已经完成了，很好的。
It was all God.
哇，实在都是神的这个能大能。
But you know, something touched my heart because at the end of that lesson, I asked them to do an activity.
你知道吗？我那天在课快要结束的时候，我要求孩子们跟我一起做一个活动。
I gave the kids all a piece of paper with nothing on it and something to draw with.
我给孩子们每个人发一张纸，上面是空白的，让他们画一些东西。
And these children brought in by the Dorcas Ministry started drawing their pictures.
然后这些孩子们就开始往在纸上画了。
I saw no mother, father, brother, sister.
我看他们也没在纸上写他们刚刚学的这些英文的词，爸爸妈妈，哥哥姐姐。
I saw little girls and maybe one old man.
我看到有的画的是小姑娘啦，有或者是个老人家啦。
Sometimes just children.
有时候只是画的是一些小孩子。
Sometimes just a mommy and a child or two.
有时候只是画了一个妈妈和带着两个孩子。
And sometimes just a child.
所以有时候甚至只有这个纸上只画了一个孩子。
At first, I thought they did not understand.
开始我还不知道，我以为孩子们不懂我的意思，我想让他们画他的家庭。
And then it dawned on me, they don't have a family.
然后我开始意识到，原来这些孩子们他们的家庭都是不完整的，有的没有爸爸，有的没有妈妈，有的甚至是孤儿。
And I was very touched.
然后我的心里就感到深深的感动。
So throughout the week after I got my translator shipped in by God from Japan,
然后呢，感谢主，他给我提供了一个翻译，是从日本过来给我翻译。
I spent the next 4 days telling them about their heavenly father.
然后这下面的四天，我就跟孩子们讲他们在天上有的父亲。
I was working with vocabulary about the family, but God helped me to apply it many ways spiritually.
我开始给他们讲课是告诉他们家庭成员是英文怎么说，但是慢慢的神就让我能够分享我的这些属灵的一些信息。
My passion is teaching. I love to teach.
Mrs. Black 的她的这个激情就在于她就想要去教课，她有这方面的这个激情。
I'm not a fancy curriculum writer.
她并不是说可以写很复杂的这个课程大纲。
But we have Dr. McElwain for that.
但是 Dr. McElwain 可以写课程大纲，所以她不用担心这个，她就是喜欢去教。
I'm not even always the best at some of the everyday details of life.
在生活之中，可能某些这每天的这些日常的细节，可能 Mrs. Black 觉得她并不擅长，但是
But I have Mr. Black for that.
但是就是 Black 牧师可以帮她做这些生活处理生活的琐事。
But God reminded me the other day.
但是神有一天提醒
他。He has called me to teach.
神叫我呼召这个 Mrs. Black 去的，就是去教导。
It's okay if they're little.
不管是小孩子。
Or if they're going to be pastors, I don't care.
或者是大人，甚至以后要做牧师的，他不在乎，什么人他都愿意去教导。
If you give me a book, I can teach it.
如果你给我一本书，我就可以把这本书给教给要听的
人。And so I'm just going to go offer my gift.
所以这就是神给他的恩赐，他说他愿意就把这份恩赐来奉献给神。
And it is a passion in my heart.
在他的心里，这是他全心全意想要做的事情。
I heard someone say, "Whatever makes you cry is what you care about."
我听有人是这样说，他说，如果一件事情能够让你掉眼泪，那么就是你愿意去做的事情。
And I care deeply about spreading the gospel through education.
是你关心的事情。对 Mrs. Black 来讲，能够让她去掉泪的这些事情，就是她关心神的事工，她想要把神的这个福音传讲出去。
Okay, so let me tell you just a little bit of some, maybe just some.Facts and details.
他想 Mrs. Black 想要分享一点点的一些事实，一些细节。
Usually we need help each summer to do the English camp work.
通常这个英语夏令营，我们都是需要很多的帮助。
Sometimes we bring in experienced teachers. Sometimes interns.
有时候我们需要带一些有经验的老师同去，有时候需要带一些就是包括大学实习的这些大学生一起去。
And we don't charge to do the camps. We just go in there and work hard and trust God with the money issues.
而且我们也通常也不收什么费用，我们就是把这一切都交托给神。去了以后开这样的夏令营，就欢迎孩子们来参加。
There are challenges involved. The travel, as you know, is very uncomfortable overseas.
你知道，要需要去海外旅行，从美国一直飞到台湾，飞到中国大陆，是路程是很辛苦的。
And if you love stinky tofu, overlook this next comment.
如果你喜欢臭豆腐，你就别管我说什么吧。
Some of the food is terrible.
那边的有些饭菜我们实在是吃不习惯，这臭豆腐估计就没法欣赏。
I told my daughter every 6 months I will give you my new measurements.
我告诉我女儿说，我每六个月给你发一次我的那个身这个身体身材尺寸，你看看我瘦了多少。
I'm just joking.
开玩笑。
But you know the challenges are not unique just to the English camps financially.
但是这些就包括经济上的这些挑战，并不是只有这个英语夏令营才有，很多事工都会遇到同样的挑战。
Did you know that the HIM missionaries do not receive a salary?
你知道这个在 Hope Sound 的这个 HIM 这个 missionary 这种宣教事工，实际上是他们是不领工资的，他都不受薪的。
That's also true for, as we say, Mrs. She's boss.
许师母的老板，这 Mrs. Black 他们也是不领薪水的。
But you know what? We have watched for years as missionaries have gone to many fields without salary, and God always takes care of every one of them.
但是这么多年来，我们就看着宣教士不领薪水的去世界各国去宣教，但神总是去提供帮助，神总是在支持他们。
Our missionaries live on whatever God provides.
我们这些宣教士们都是生活之中只有一些必需品，而且神给他们提供这些必需品。
And unique to our situation, we will not be pastoring a church. Or teaching in a school.
对我们来讲呢，我们的特别情况就是，我们不是在教会做牧师，我们也不是要去开展一个学校去当教师的。
So we will be completely dependent on whatever God provides through His generous people.
所以我们必须要依赖神的子民来给我们供养。
Now that may not be the case forever, but right now we feel like God wants us to go over there and concentrate on the administrative duties.
我这也许我们这个计划以后也许会变，但是目前我们感觉神呼召我们去台湾就是要帮助当地来建立这些机构，来对他们做领导工作。
And we've tried to be organized about it, and we have figured out that we need 200 partners in order to be able to go, take care of ourselves, and do other things that we need to do for the ministry.
我们也考虑过，我们就做了一个统计，我们觉得我们大概需要200位同工跟我们一起来去帮助这些机构建立起来。
Now, Brother Black shared several details. I was listening to him.
刚才牧师已经分享了一些细节，我也在听。
And he said,
他说
to me, that if one partner will promise to give $10 per month, that's $120 a year, that, that would be one of the 200 that we need.
他说如果这200个这个的同工祷告同工之中一个人愿意一个月是就要捐出10元钱，奉献十元钱，一年也就是120块钱。
It seems like such a small amount that we put it on the screen so you wouldn't think I made a mistake.
所以大家不要以为我出了个错，因为这看起来好像只是很少的一笔钱，但是如果200个同工祷告同工都这样做的话，对这个事业，对他们的这个施工是会很是非常大的帮助。
And then, of course, 240 a year.
但如果当然了，如果你一个月能够奉献20块钱，这样一年240块钱，那就是更大的一笔支出。
He mentioned several things we'll be doing with the money, but we also need to consider the shipping cost.
他也提到说，我们会这些钱会用到合适的地方。当然，我们有很多地方需要用到钱，比如说从把这些福音的圣经资料从美国运到台湾去，就是很大的一笔钱。
Because we are going to stay for a while.
因为我们准备在台湾要待一段时间的。
We'll probably need to get a car eventually. We do need to buy tickets to get over there.
而且当然，从美国这边到台湾去需要飞机票，而且可能在台湾那边到处去走，可能还需要一辆车。
Your giving will supply for so many things. Funds for our personal living and expenses and travel, and funds to translate the Bible, the material for training into Chinese, which is very important. Just in English, it won't be very valuable.
这些奉献会用到很多方面，我们个人生活上的一些必需品，这需要这些钱，而且呢，把这些圣经资料从英文翻到中文也是需要一些资金的。
And funds for remodeling the education center. And then I got to thinking maybe remodel's not the best word because it's already beautiful.
但是可能还需要这个教会要这不是这个是这在台湾的那个教育中心也需要重新。
I think repurpose or restructure is a better term.
对，它需要重新装修，但并不是说装得多么漂亮，而是说这个把这个结构整个改变一下，能够更符合他们的需要。
So before we proceed any further, I'm going to ask for 2 ushers to come help me so I don't have to walk out into the crowd. And I have a picture here for each family to take home of Brother Black and I, just so you'll remember to pray for us.
所以我现在邀请两位招待能够上来帮助我们。
Oh, they have 4. Wonderful. We'll get it done faster.
太好了，我们有四位招待，这样每一个家庭拿一张照片，这照片上是我们的这个。这我们的施工在台湾的施工，你可以把它放在你的这个冰箱上，这样的话就能够提醒你每天为我们祷告。我们真的是需要大家的祷告。
This card we're going to ask you to keep. The information to get in touch with us is on the back.
这个照片除了我们正面是我们的照片，背后呢就是我们这些施工的这些地址啊，我们的有关的资料。我们希望大家每个家庭拿一份，这样回去能够放在你的冰箱上面，让帮助你来够能够每天纪念我们在祷告中纪念我们为我们祷告，为我们这个施工祷告。我们的 email 地址还有这个 Hope Sound 的这个地址都在这个卡片的背面。
And then they're also going to give you a card that looks like this, and it's for you to fill out so we can have your information. You have ours on the other card. This will allow us to have your contact information.
这招待们还会给大家发一张卡，上面是希望你能够把你的联系的地址能够留给我们，这样子我们可以保持联系。
If God touches your heart today and wants you to be a partner,
如果 如果神今天感动了你的心，你愿意成为我们的同工，那么就我们邀请大家能够把这张卡也填了以后，就再还给我们。
Just wiggle this bottom part back and forth and remove it for us.
啊，就把这底下这张地址卡的最底下的那小片给它撕下来。
Give us this little tab just so we'll. Oh, sorry. Give us this so we'll have your information and you keep this so you'll remember what you said.
就底下那个小卡片你们可以自己留下，但是上面这部分写了你的地址啊、你的联系方式的这张卡片，请你把它再交还给招待们，然后我们会留下来作为我们的资料。如果神感动你的心，就请你写下来。
And please, please pray for us.
而且请求大家为我们祷告，我们需要你们的祷告。
Your prayer will help us by the year 2020.
这样，你们如果这样帮助我们的话，在到了2020年
，to plant 5 new churches in Asia.
我们就可以在亚洲整个再建立5个新教会
，or maybe more.
或者更多呢
？Train 5 national pastors.
而且能够训练5位当地的牧师。
Or maybe more.
也许更多。
And go into 2 other Asian countries with the gospel.
而且能够把福音传到另外两个亚洲的地区或者国家。
Or as far as God takes us.
或者也许更多的地区。
We need your prayers.
我们需要大家的祷告。
We need your support.
我们需要大家的支持。
We need you to be our partners.
我们需要大家作为我们的同工一起来做这份事业。
Why does all of this matter? Because God has a vision.
为什么这一切是这么重要呢？因为神对于亚洲有一个意向。
He's asked us to be a part of it.
他希望我们能成为这个意向的一部分。
Not just us.
不只是我跟
you too.
Black, 我们这个家庭，而包括在座的每一位。
And it is my prayer that He will increase that vision in our heart each day.
而且我也祷告说，希望我们心里的这个意向能够一天一天的加强，让我们看得更清楚。
God has given me a theme song I've been singing recently.
最近神给我一首歌，我常常在唱这首歌。
And as we close, I will share that song with you.
这首歌我想要跟大家分享，就是赐给我意向 ，Give me a vision.
Please let that be your prayer also.
我也希望这能够成为你的祷告。
Thank you. 这是感谢Black夫妇给我们的分享信息。We
give thanks for the message from Mr. and Mrs. Black.
当我们知道他们要持续到台湾去培训宣教。When
we know that they're going to Taiwan to preach and to minister.
他们分享他们的心智。They
shared their heart.
他们同时给我们提出挑战。They
also challenged us.
他们去了。They
went there.
我们能干什么?
What can we do?
就像千千万万的中国人、亚洲人，他需要福音。
Just like thousands of Asians and Chinese, they need the gospel.
主他在真理警醒了我们，让我们成为他的儿女。God
chose us to be His children.
他在圣经上的知识装备我们。He
used the knowledge of the Bible to equip us.
他的圣灵在我们心里激励我们。His
Holy Spirit is inspiring us and encourage us in our heart.
这就是让我们要回应的时候。It's
time for us to respond.
我记得几年前冯金、齐勇他们到中国去。I
remember a few years ago when Brother 齐勇 and Sister 冯金 Crystal and 齐勇 they went to China to be missionaries.
那个时候我大大的受到了挑战，我激动。At
that time, I was very encouraged and I was very touched.
今天同样当我听到这样的信息的时候。Today
when I heard the message. My heart is asking, in my heart, I'm asking myself.
那我们自己该做什么?
What can I do?
所以我想弟兄姊妹们来花一点时间,
I want brothers and sisters to spend a few minutes.
来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，你的恩典真是临到了我们。Lord,
your grace come to us.
你把我们从这个世界上分别出来。You
separate us from this world.
你要我们去传扬你的福音。You
want us to spread the gospel.
那本是我们应该去做的。That's
what we should do.
主啊，你说，我们当把自己当作活祭。Lord,
you said we should give ourselves as living sacrifice.
我们这样做是理所当然的。We
need to do that, and we should do that.
这是你所喜悦的。
That will please you.
主啊，求你在对我们心里说话。
Lord, please speak to our heart.
让我们真是愿意把你的美好的福音去传讲出去。
So that we are willing to tell the beautiful story to others.
让我们愿意把我们手中所有的财富。
So that we are willing to share what we have.
拿出来去支持这样的事工。
To offer what we have to support this ministry.
主啊，就像保罗所说。Lord,
just like Paul said.
他要我们不要白白用神给我们的恩典。We
do not waste the gifts God gave us.
他说现在就是拯救的时候。He
said it's time for salvation.
他甚至是我们走出去的时候。It's
time for us to go out.
主啊，他要我们把福音传讲出去。He
wants us to share the gospel.
他要我们去支持这样的福音事工。He
wants us to support this kind of ministry.
他要我们甘心乐意。He
wants us to have a willing heart.
主啊，就求你真正把甘心乐意的心放在我们的里边。Lord,
give us a heart to give joyfully.
让我们甘心乐意地伸出我们的手。So
we reach out joyfully.
为你事工的缘故。Because
of your ministry.
主啊，求你激励我们。Lord,
encourage us, inspire us, and urge us to do this.
求你鼓励我们。Please
encourage us to.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。In
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
下面是我们报告的时间。